You notice now we've started today what's called the pastoral letters, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. These are letters Paul wrote, but the style is very different. It's much more academic, as it will. And so it's kept us busy for, 20 centuries trying to figure out what's the relationship between Paul and these letters. And I guess, well, the hypothesis that I like, I guess, am comfortable with. You know, Paul often said just to somebody, write this down and do this and fix that up for me, and that scribe was inspired by the Holy Spirit to do that. These are much more academic. The level of Greek is a little bit higher. They're different. They're the Word of God, I'm not talking about that. And they're Paul's teaching. But I get the impression that here's somebody who just loves Paul a lot and admires him and sees the work of the Lord Christ in him. And Paul says, look, I want to write these letters, to Timothy and to Titus. And I know that I write them, the Lord is going to preserve them for the church. Now, this is the way I want it done. Now, go ahead and do it. And then he brings it back to Paul. And Paul says, yes, that's exactly right. Now, maybe he dictated some parts of it. See, most of his letters, he dictates. There's a, like in Romans and so forth. And I, so-and-so, who wrote this letter, I greet you too. Writing, meaning taking it down. But Paul dictated it. That's the way most ancients composed. They didn't have computers and stuff, So they had an amanuensis, a secretary, who wrote it all out as they dictated. This is the same, but there's, I think, more entrusted to this person. And the Lord graces him to transmit Paul's thinking, there's 2 to Timothy and there's 1 to Titus, and they're very precious for how the church, how the Holy Spirit lives and breathes and moves through the church. And as he says here, you see later on, remember the grace you got when I put my hands on you. Stir that grace up. And so that's what's going on here. See, Paul, an apostle, you have to remember, I got to watch my time. I didn't do very well with that yesterday, but I'll do better today, I hope. You see, a letter in those days goes like Tychicus, the town plumber, to Andronicus, the mayor, Vale, or some word, or may the gods prosper your life, some greeting like that. And then, now about that broken sewer, and then he tells him, you see. So Paul, from Paul an apostle, that's who he is, you see. Apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God our Savior, and of Christ Jesus our hope. That's his title. To Timothy. And Timothy's title, my true child in faith. Who is Timothy? Timothy is the son of a Jewish mother and a pagan father. And his grandmother, Lois, lives with them. I didn't visit them. I just know that because that's, you can glean from the letter, you see. And so they taught him the scriptures from childhood. His dad was a pagan. So, of course, he wasn't circumcised. Now, other people objected to that. So even though he didn't have to be, Paul had him circumcised to keep people quiet, there's a lot, you know, if you want to get along with people and preach the gospel, you got to die to self. This is no other way around it. I've tried a long time, but I haven't found any other way. So now he starts the letter. See, I am grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus, our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy. I was not trustworthy. I was killing Christians. But he considered me trustworthy in appointing me to the diaconia, the ministry. And then he goes on to say, I used to be like this. I was a blasphemer. I was arrogant. I killed people. But now the grace of our Lord has been abundant, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. So, Paul probably said, put that in there, you know. And then the person went and composed and brought it back, and they worked, probably. The gospel. I'm doing bad. You see, I missed it. Okay. When you realize that this advice is given by the infinite, holy, almighty Son, eternal Son in the Trinity, this isn't just a wise man or a good teacher. This is God. Look how humble he is. He gives us advice we can understand. You see? Can a blind person guide a blind person? You have to say person these days. You can't say man. Will not both fall into a pit? Of course they will. So no disciple is superior to the teacher. But when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. So that's the first part. You've got to learn before you try to correct everybody else. Okay, and then, why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye and not the wooden beam in your own? This is God talking. Do you see how he lowers himself, if that's the word? He talks in a way that we can understand. This is God talking to us. This is the Son of God giving us advice we can understand. How can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own? You wouldn't forget that, would you? You see his mercy? Every morning when I'm reading these things right now, especially this part of Luke, I think, and you're God, and you're talking to us like so we can understand. Isn't that love? You know, he could say, I am the living and eternal Son of God, and this is what you shall do. But he never does. Because he wants us to love him.